Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, as we are looking towards a game tomorrow evening on Thursday, it is a big one for 6A and certainly the Rockets of Miami Central. Glad to have them back, and head coach Roland Smith is kind enough to join us this evening on the eve of that game. Coach, thanks so much for taking time, and congratulations on getting back to the state. I know that it's been a couple of years, but certainly this is a program, Coach, that is always in the mix.
Yes, we're excited to be back in the state championship game, competing for the Class 6A state championship. Like you say, Larry, when you get accustomed to going to the state championship for 6 years in a row and haven't been in the last 3 years, it's been kind of like a long time, but we're excited to be there and represent South Florida.
You know, when you take a look back at this year, and it's been, I mean, and, you know, we talked to Max Edwards and we talked to a lot of the coaches down here. It's just a theme that South Florida programs play the toughest schedules. And you guys ran the gauntlet from the opening game of the year against St. Francis Academy of Maryland all the way to Palmetto in your last game a couple of weeks ago. Talk about how a challenging schedule like that gets you ready. Because, I mean, you could play those, as I call them, I know everybody gets upset with me for saying it, but there's a lot of programs that want to play cupcakes, and they want to play those easy 49-0 games, but you benefit really nothing out of it. You guys at least playing against your old rivals like Booker T and Northwestern and Central, I mean, in Carroll City, as well as playing Chaminade Madonna, a team that won the state title last week. Talk about that, because I think the average fan misses out on that. You know, you may have 1, 2, 3 losses at the end of the year, but, I mean, you're so well ready and you're so battle-tested. And especially going in against an undefeated team tomorrow night in Escambia, I mean, this gives you such a world of advantage.
Well, Larry, you check my track record from the time I was at Northwestern. You know, I've always, when I was the head coach, tried to play the best team. We went to South Lake Carroll, and I had that team with Corey Harris them.
Yep.
And I took them out to Texas to play the number one team in the nation. And when I've been at Miami Central, every year I've been there, and you know, I love to play a big time schedule and play big time teams and don't run from nobody. I wish I could play St. Thomas Aquinas year in and year out. You know, I wish we could find a way to get that done. You know, that's just me. You know, that's just part of the program.
Sure.
You know, I feel like, you know, with my coaching staff and the kids that I have in my program, we do a good job of training them and shaping them to be good student athletes year in and year out. And we say we're the best program, so we want to play the best program. So we're not shy about it. We'll play them. You know, we could avoid playing, you know, some of our district foes this year, you know, who got out of our district, like Miami Northwestern and Carroll City. But we continue to play those schools because in order for you to be the best, you got to play the best. And it gets you prepared for the playoff run that we're trying to finish this deal on this Thursday night.
Yeah, no doubt. And you take a look at that. I mean, and every year, and everybody will tell you, I mean, those games are probably the most interesting because you know what talent that Northwestern has. You know what talent Carroll City. I mean, it's the same pool of talent that you guys have. Same youth program, you know, everywhere from Liberty City to Northside to Miami Gardens to every Bunch Park, that whole area. I mean, it's just as good as you get. And then when you look on TV and see a Dalvin Cook or you see some of your graduates that are playing at a high level in college football, that's got to do you good because you know that these kids have made your program what it is today. They've paved the way for kids like Daniels and some of your tremendous, like Javon Allen and some of those athletes. Talk about the talent that you have taken into tomorrow night's game against Escambia because these guys are all tested. I mean, and at least over the last week, you at least had a chance to rest some guys as well, you know, because this is a grind for you. Talk about that.
Well, I am excited about it. I do have a good group of seniors and juniors. My junior class is really with a lot of the good elite players. But a lot of those kids you name, like Damari Daniels, the John Owens, you know, those kids been battle tested in my program since they were 9th and 10th graders. You know, we're not shy about playing, you know, ninth and tenth graders if they're good enough to play. Joseph Beery was one of those kids that played in the program as a ninth grader. Jonathan Cook was one of those kids that played as a tenth grader. James Cook was a kid that played in the program as a ninth grader. But you have to be elite and you have to be special to play in those type of games. I can recall when we went to the state championship 4 years ago, and James Cook was a freshman.
Yeah.
And he became the star of the game because I had three backs that was juniors and seniors that was in front of him that went down. And he had to come in and he rushed for over 167 yards.
Sure.
And then my phone was ringing off the hook after the state championship game. Who was this? Dalvin little brother. And scholarships started pouring in, after that game. But like I tell my kids every week, you don't have to wait to be a senior to get noticed. If you can play at an early age and if you dominate at an early age on a big stage, the colleges will notice you. And that's what happened to a lot of the kids in my program.
Yeah, no doubt. Roland Smith, the head coach at Miami Central, joins us. His Central Rockets be in action tomorrow night against undefeated Escambia High School in Daytona Beach, a change of a venue, coach. But it doesn't matter. I mean, wherever it is, the Rock Nation will show up. Talk about their fan support. This is an allegiance of fans that over the last, as you said, over the last decade has become stronger, loyal. Talk about your fan support as well as your administration support. You have one of the, I think, one of the best principals around. I mean, he's on the sideline all the time. Your administration's always there supporting. Talk about how good that feels to have a fan support, student body support, and also, obviously, the most important is the administration.
Oh, man, I can't say enough about the fan support that we have for Rocket Nation. I'm starting with our Alumni Association and with Carlton, Wright and D.C. Clark and, those guys do a tremendous job, with their support, I just can't say enough about what they do and how they help out, with fundraising and trying to make sure these kids have the best. I don't want to leave anybody out, but I also have Darren Hosendahl, who's also a big time, person in the program that helps out a lot. But our main man who helped run the program is our leader of my school. I have a wonderful principal, Gregory Bethune. He does a tremendous job, as well as my athletic director, Mr. Barnwell, and Ms. Watkins, and the business manager, Ms. Mello, those people behind the scenes, Ms. Richards. We just have tons of people, even Ms. Williams, my cafeteria lady who picks pregame meal. You just don't know. These people are very important, vital to the program. They got their hands on my kids on a daily basis. Anytime there's a situation, the counselors, Ms. Rowe and Ms. Love, and those guys, I just can't say enough, about the support that we have, in our community, within the school, they're helping these kids, making sure that their grades up to par, make sure they're taking the right classes to be, eligible for, college entry, to get in, college and everything. So it's just a wonderful feeling when you have people in your building that just get it, And those people in my building, they get it,
Yeah, they do. Roland Smith, the head coach at Miami Central, joining us. And, coach, you have a lot of kids that go on to the next level. And I know that when you turn on a TV on a Saturday, when you have any time at all to do it, you get a chance to see a lot of these kids perform. What is that like to you? I mean, because in a lot of ways, you're like a second father to most. Maybe in some cases, even a first father to most. What is it like for you to click on a game, see a kid that that you've been around for 3-4 years doing well at the next level?
Oh, man, I have my college kids coming home lately. I had my kids from Louisville, Chandler Jones and Robert, Hicks, came by this week, and some kids coming by this upcoming week to go to the state championship game. They just it's just always wonderful to go to the game and see them play, see them do well. The Anthony Jones of the world, and Olin Cushing at FIU. Go to see them play against my alma mater, against University of Miami, and had an excellent game. And Anthony Jones, making the Clemson touchdown run against my alma mater, against University of Miami. It just makes me feel proud to see our kids wherever they at. Just perform at a higher level. And then when you see Dalvin Cook, who's having one of the best years in the NFL as a running back, and he comes on the TV and he say where he's from, he's from Miami Central instead of the university we came from, that says a lot, and that means a lot to us and the kids in the program. And I know how much Dalvin know, love this program. I know how Joe Urby love the program. They come back, they speak to the kids. Joe did even come out there and work the kids out, you know. So I just have much love for my former players, you know, like today, Devontae Phillips was out there today running routes with the receivers. So awesome. Whenever those guys come back, we always, you know, let them come back and speak to the kids and look out for the kids and see the alumnus come back and be proud of what those kids are doing and keeping the tradition going.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks for taking the time. We'll see you tomorrow evening in Daytona. I know it's going to be a great game, and certainly it's good to see you guys back in the state title game where you belong.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me, okay?
Good stuff.
Go Rockets.
When we come back, we'll talk to Bill Daly as we close out hour number one on the South Florida High School Sports Show for a Wednesday evening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.